true-born shanty boys, wherever you may be. Come sit ye on the deacon's seat and listen unto me. I'll sing the jam on Jerry's Rock and the hero you should know, the bravest of all shanty boys, the foreman, young Monroe. 'Twas on a Sunday morning, ere daylight did appear. The logs were piling mountain high, we could not keep them clear. Cheer up, my rivermen, relieve your hearts of woe. We'll break the jam on Jerry's Rock, cried our foreman, young Monroe. Now some of them were willing, while others hid from sight. To break a jam on Sunday, they did not think it right. Till six of our brave shanty boys did volunteer to go, and to break the jam on Jerry's Rock with our foreman, young Monroe. They had not picked off many logs till Monroe to them did say, I'll send you back up this drive, my boys, the jam will soon give way. Alone he freed the keylog then, and when the jam did go, it carried away on the boiling flood our foreman, young Monroe. Now when the boys up at the camp the news they came to hear, in search of his dead body down the river they did steer. There they found to their surprise sorrow, grief, and woe. All bruised and mangled on the beach lay the corpse of young Monroe. They picked him up most tenderly, smoothed down his raven hair. There was one among the watchers whose cries did rend the air. The fairest lass of Saginaw let tears of anguish flow, but her moans and cries could not awake her true love, young Monroe. They decked the grave most decently, 'twas on the 4th of May. Come all you true-born shanty boys, and for a comrade pray. Engraven on a hemlock tree, which by the beach did grow, are the name and the date of the mournful fate of the foreman, young Monroe.